We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Hey, everyone. Demi Moore is 56 and airbrushing works. There's a picture of her on the cover of Bizarre.
I was thinking how beautiful she
looks. No, she looks absolutely gorgeous. Maybe she's not photoshopped at all. She looks gorgeous. She's naked, but she's, you know, how that goes. She's got a leg up where it needs to be and an arm going across where it needs to be.
Well, she also, I mean, is she promoting a new project or anything? Because she's had a lot of time to hit the gym.
Yeah, I don't know what she's promoting. All I did was look at the picture.
She could very well be in great shape.
We just looked at the picture.
Hey, I'm sure she is. I mean, she's my dad's dream girl.
Oh, is
my
that right?
My dad loves Demi Moore. And just quickly, you know how Tekashi 6ix9ine went to prison and he was looking at 45 years in jail? Well, he's trying to cut a plea, so he's snitching. You know what snitchers get?
Yeah, stitches.
So his family is scared for their lives. He's scared for his family's lives. I guess the whole deal with him was that he ran with this gang, and then when he got famous, he was the payroll for this gang. And then when he stopped wanting to pay this gang, they got mad. And then they were after this other rival gang, too. Vaughn's leaning in. Vaughn might have some info for us. This rival gang had, like, a kill on sight order.
For
him. And his gang had a kill on sight for this other gang. This guy Casanova. I think he was a rapper, too, right? He was, like, the rival. Like, he was trying to bankroll this other place. So, anyway, in the end, I think it was, like, a weapons charge. Oh, and they were the ones.
The other place?
Yeah, the other, wherever the gang hangs, the other place.
Their club.
Their clubhouse.
Uh-huh.
No girls allowed.
Right.
Those guys, I think Casanova's gang is the one that kidnapped him, right? Remember he got taken and they were dragging him around?
If that's even true, some people say that was all his setup.
Well, that is possible, but apparently it was this rival gang.
Uh-huh, okay.
So anyway, now he's in jail and he's like, I would like to get out of here at some point, so I am ready to snitch. And so I guess he's going, I think today he is going to be, let's see, Tekashi 6ix9ine will be testifying in front of pretty much everyone except those who he's closest to. They're so scared of retaliation, they won't go near the courtroom. Let's see, it looks like it's the 9 Trey Bloods, some of whom will be attending the trial. His family thinks that at the very least they'd be harassed, but more likely followed back to their homes. Tekashi was already scared for their lives and probably is the one who told him, do not come to this. He wants to protect his family.
Then he should zip it.
He should, and stay in jail for 45 years. But it's hard to earn money in jail.
you know.
Anyway, that's what Tekashi 6ix9ine's day looks like. He's going to get up there and name names.
Yikes.
And so they're going to let him out.
They're not going to let him out, but he's going to significantly, apparently, if there's this plea deal goes through, he'll apparently get a very much shorter, like he could be out in a couple years as opposed to 45 years. Yeah.
And you may have skipped this story on purpose, and I'm not trying to drag ourselves past the time we're supposed to be out.
It's fine.
But there's a survivor guy, some producer.
Oh, yeah.
The
one
murdered his wife in Mexico.
Yeah.
You know, it's
like
a very
Epstein,
long, we've talked about him before.
Yeah. I remember that we had, but they showed that he was out of jail and I was tripping because The little blurb on him was that he had smothered her to death.
Right, and thrown her in a gutter.
And he got 4 years?
He got 7.
Bruce Beresford Redmond was released.
Yeah, but he was released from
a Mexican prison.
Right.
Which
he
you would think would be
right,
even worse.
I was thinking the same thing.
But he was seen here in L.A.
Yeah, he's back.
He's fine, and how do you get that short a time for murdering someone?
I know.
Who I assume trusted you completely.
Yeah. Well, and even her sisters, I guess, are like, because he contends that he did not do it and blah, blah, blah. Maybe it was like a manslaughter thing. Maybe it was just a short sentence. Like they couldn't prove it.
He served seven and a half years of a 12-year sentence. He was convicted of beating and strangling his wife in 2010.
Oh, so
her body was found naked in a sewer cistern at a Cancun area resort.
Oh boy. Yeah, no, I just, it's honestly, there's just so much to unpack there.
I figured
I'd rather do the best riffs in heavy metal. Who's that? Metallica?
Megadeth.
Oh.
Come on.
It's better than half of what's on that
list.
Come
on.
Listen, I agree with you. Not a great list. I just knew it would be a chance for us to play all our other songs.
It's getting scary.
All right, what's coming up?
Oh, so much stuff.
All right, great.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Really quickly, I want to say goodbye to Marcos. Marcos is about to leave for class. Marcos has been our intern over the summer. I feel like you just got here.
Mm-hmm.
You were great this summer. Did you have a good time?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no mic for you. You don't get to say anything. No last word.
No, it was a blast. I had a great time here. It was a lot of fun.
What was the big thing you're taking away?
the secret show.
Oh boy.
At Sonoma.
The Sonoma.
That's
was a grand time.
Oh, I think that was right when you first got here too.
Yeah.
Like, you were right.
Boy, weeks.
That was it was like a virgin thing.
Got lucky with that one.
Yeah, that was a crazy one. Nutty. I remember after that one going, oh, we probably shouldn't air that one. That one's no good. That's not a good one. Well, thanks for everything, Marcos. Yeah,
appreciate
thanks, buddy.
You guys.
Thank
everyone
you guys.
Should come be an intern, right?
Oh yeah, it's a blast here. Mm-hmm.
You were great. Thank you.
Yeah,
so
thank
much
you.
For everything.
Yeah.
I hope you learned a lot.
Yeah.
Thank you guys. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Radio.com is an app that allows you to listen to this show wherever you go. So you get the app, Radio.com, then you put this show on, and then you listen.
It's easy as pie.
Every day.
Yep.
All day, every day.
You can leave it on Alice all day, too.
You can pause it.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
I mean, or take
it.
A break.
Sure.
But
you wouldn't.
When
you
put it back on, then there we are.
Hi.
On radio.com.
Here we still are.
Yep. I'm in the middle of putting together that metal.
Oh, good.
I needed definitions, though. So Rush isn't
Rush
metal.
I think Rush
We've
is more prog rock.
AC/DC isn't metal.
Well, I don't. You could include that. For me.
Well, look, I'm trying to make
but
a list
saying specific
for
metal,
the people.
Probably not. Yeah.
So, how do you not have Motley Crue with all of their great
sure.
intros on a million songs?
Right.
Or the one that Girls, Girls, Girls is another one.
That one.
You don't like it.
You know what, though? It's your list.
Well,
you put
I'm just trying to say it's got to be for the people.
Yeah. This is pretty feel good. Oh, Dr. Feel Good. That'd be a good one.
Yeah, I'm just saying. You got to have something like, you got to have Crew.
Sure. I agree. I totally found them to be missing.
I'm like, where's
list.
Pantera? Where's Megadeth? Where's Metallica? Mm-hmm. All of them have to be there.
Yeah.
Durr.
It's going to be a hard list to narrow
down to
10. I'll
be able to get it done. Don't worry.
10. I can't wait to see what your number one is, Vinny. The number one feel-good metal riff of all time, according to Vinny.
I don't recognize this
it's
at
Dr.
all.
Dr. Feelgood, you know
is
the
it?
Song, yeah.
All right.
I think it is, right? Isn't that Dr. Feelgood?
It didn't sound like anything I know.
Yeah, it might be the album. I'm not sure. I think it is Dr. Feelgood.
There you go.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll work on that, and I'm sure you're holding your breath. So,
I am. Believe it or not, I am.
Radio.com, it's an app. And by the way, in a half an hour, we've got movies reviews.
We sure do. Chris Kelly's already here. The one and only Chris
is that
Kelly,
right?
Number
yep.
four employee
Hi,
at
Chris.
Facebook. No, he's in the green room.
I don't see him.
You can look
he's
out the other
on
window.
He's there on the
couch. There he is.
Yeah. There he is.
Hooman has called for a special intro, so everyone pay close attention to the intro.
Oh.
Boy, I got to read Hooman's whole script. I feel like I've already seen the movie.
Oh.
Isn't that weird?
It actually says, now, this movie is about... So funny. I'm like, he has to put the word now in there, huh? Just make sure he doesn't leave it out.
You know?
Scripts, baby.
He wants to get it right.
Yeah.
The third Democratic debate is tonight, everyone. It starts at 5 o'clock on ABC, and there are 10 candidates who qualified for the show. Mm. So
had
good luck, everybody.
Had raise enough money? Do you know what the parameters are?
Let's try not to destroy each other in an effort to get the bid.
Yeah, good luck with that.
And then find yourselves incapable of getting the W.
Giving all the information that the Republicans need to destroy you.
Thursday Night Football is on tonight around that same time, around 5 o'clock.
Oh, great.
That's Carolina Panthers versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So... Week two of the NFL is already starting.
But it goes so fast.
It does
16
go too
weeks?
Fast. Yeah, well, and then, you know, there's Christmas. Boom. That's how it happens.
I know.
This, you just get busy, and then all of a sudden you're at Thanksgiving, and then it's Christmas, and then poof.
Goes fast. Enjoy every minute.
Oh, I will.
Loving every minute of it.
I don't enjoy these summers where it's too hot.
Can you stop
it? Like all,
oh, my God.
Oh,
summer's
God.
Great.
Everybody.
Summer's the best.
Just go find somewhere else to go vacation. God. Mm. I know it's great here, but geez.
That's where I live. Get out of here.
Yeah, stop it. Apple's new iPhone was announced yesterday or the day before, whatever. And for some reason, people have come up with a reason to not like it that I've never heard of.
Oh, what is it?
They have a fear of holes.
What? Holes?
Trypophobia. Trypophobia. It's a fear of a cluster of holes.
Hmm. That makes things difficult.
Yes.
Holes
There's
are often
jokes
clustered
there,
together.
Too,
yeah.
So I don't, I can't, I don't want to. Mm.
We'll let you make your own jokes.
Yeah.
Please text them to us.
I mean, we know that's a.
So I fear a cluster of holes, and how does my iPhone play into this?
The three camera backside.
Oh, it's a cluster of holes. Yeah.
Three
where
holes.
Now I've only got
where
the...
there should only be one.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've got three dots. Do those count?
No.
Okay.
Apparently,
so those
the
count
people
as holes.
Were with trypophobia had been fine until this new cluster of holes showed up. People with trypophobia are afraid of things like bubble baths, honeycombs, and English muffins. This is real.
Because of the nooks and crannies. Sure, there's all kinds of holes. Worms could hide in there. I mean, anything could hide in your English muffin. You don't know what you're biting into with that thing. I don't blame them. You know, it's scary.
People said things like, seeing pics of the new iPhone 11 all over my timeline makes me want to set everything on fire.
Wow. That is not what I thought phobias did.
Wow is right.
Mm. Holes. I like them.
Me too. I'm a big fan.
Even clusters of them.
Right.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Let's have a look at that.
This year's 12 finalists for the National Toy Hall of Fame include Care Bears, Coloring Books, Fisher-Price Corn Popper.
Never heard of it.
Jenga.
Oh, Jenga's
great. Magic the Gathering cards.
Oh.
He-Man. Matchbox cars.
Matchbox cars aren't in. I can't believe that.
My Little Pony. Nerf guns. Risk. The top. You know.
Oh, as in the you spin
the
it.
Spinning
it
top,
the top.
Right. Hmm. And the smartphone is on the list. Yes, you can play games on the smartphone, but no, you can't be in the toy Hall of Fame smartphones.
Huh. You know, I thought they had to be around for a certain amount of years. Haven't smartphones only been around, say, 12 years or something?
I don't know.
Didn't or maybe 14 years? Maybe it's a 15-year cutoff, and they were out in 2003, and I just wasn't aware.
Last year, the three toys that made it into the Hall of Fame were the Magic 8 Ball, the Pinball Machine, and Uno.
Oh, Uno's great. Magic 8 Ball is great too.
So a committee of 23 experts will
we'll choose from among those.
Take each one of those toys home,
well,
play
what do
with
you think?
Them, and
which ones do you?
Well,
think?
Look, I don't know the Care Bears. I mean, I know of them,
sure,
but
right.
I never touch them. Coloring books, a lock.
Yeah, I even think a top. I mean, who didn't have a top when they were a kid? Yeah.
Jenga.
Jenga's.
I play that regularly.
Yeah, that's fun.
Right now with my 5-year-old.
Yeah.
He-Man was something my littlest brother played with.
Thank God Hoom's not here to sing us the He-Man theme.
Right.
Jeez.
Matchbox cars.
Yeah. That's actually, to me, that's a shoe-in.
So My Little Pony's more now than I think then. Mm. I don't think, you know, it'll have its day.
Yeah. It has movies and shows and everything now, I found out. I think you might have known about that.
Dude,
you
My
told
Little
me.
Pony's, it's a thing.
Yeah.
It's a huge thing.
They've been around
thing.
A long time, well, but they're huger than still. Ever.
They've stayed relevant.
Yeah.
Somehow. Because my
relevant
kid
to children.
Loves them.
Mm. My Little Pony.
So, cyborgs.
Oh, cyborgs. Well, yes.
It's a possibility.
Well, wouldn't someone who had like a fake leg, you know, that was computer controlled be considered a cyborg?
That's
like
the
part...
point, is now they're you're starting to see things in real life get put in human beings that could possibly can be considered.
How come we hopped over bionic and went right to cyborg? Like, I feel like bionic is, we all know about that. Because
yeah, but
of...
bionic's less realistic and, you know, something improving your eyesight.
Yeah, makes you a cyborg. All right.
What if they could fix Yuzi's eyesight?
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. My God. Imagine if she had, like, crazy glinting metal eyes. Oh, I'd be so into that.
Just totally cork new ones right in.
Just cork
where the
them
old
in.
Ones are.
Yeah.
Be awesome.
Oh, my God.
And now she's seeing like she never has.
And
she
you can
hasn't...
zoom in.
Yeah. Look right through people's
to me,
pants.
I'm sorry. That's ooh. Bionic. Ooh. Oh, it's x-ray vision, too? Well. Can I shoot lasers? Oh, my God. That'd be so great in traffic.
Only when you get me mad.
Oh, yeah.
Don't get her mad. You won't like her when she's mad. People were asked, what kinds of things would you like if you were, you know, if cyborgs became real? Perfect eyesight's on the list.
Oh,
the power to
eyesight.
Heal quickly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's nice. That's like vampires. They can heal real quick.
This would be incredible.
What?
Flawless memory and recall.
Mm.
No, that's not what I said. Let me play that back for you.
Yeah. You know what, though?
Oh, would I win some arguments? Mm. That would be sweet.
Yeah. It's, you know, the thing is, though, that's almost dangerous. Did you see the Black Mirror one where they record their whole lives? It's,
no, I only saw the one where I would save you.
Oh.
I would do it.
You should go back and watch some of the other
for
ones.
You.
They're really good.
And for you.
I won't do it
thank
for
you.
Thank you. I
for
wish
all
I could,
of you,
but
actually.
I don't think
there's
I could
no
do
way
it.
I would let you perish.
In the
very
end, you'd
sweet,
be fine. I mean, listen, spoiler alert. Wouldn't have mattered.
The point is,
I appreciate
when
it.
Questioned about whether you were important enough for me to do something humiliating in front of everyone
not
to
just
save
like,
your life.
Not just humiliating, just like... dehumanizing.
I'm gonna have to do it.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do it. I love you though.
You're gonna do
I
it.
I hope you can understand.
You'll do
I'm
it.
I'm not
you'll
doing
step
that.
Up.
No. Nope.
Watch the Black Mirror's first episode, don't. Everyone. He'll do it for
yeah,
you.
That's well, of course he will. Was there ever any doubt?
Super intelligence, super strength, improved agility. All of these things are hopeful.
Yeah.
Cyborg improvements.
Love to be
that
a
we can make on our humanness.
Yeah.
Going forward. Perfect hearing, improved attractiveness.
Oh. Okay. I'll take it. I want better eyesight, though. That would be great. Oh, my God. My eyes are just letting me down.
Well, isn't it time?
Is it? I mean, I feel like I'm only halfway done, but all right. Bye, eyes.
An internal battery so you'd never run out of energy.
Oh, that'd be great. Imagine that, too. You could, like, you know... put yourself into overdrive.
Yes, I would love that.
Like, I just need another hour.
Coffee is great, but you have to pee. There's the downside. Like, you bring it all in, and then sometimes too much coffee, you get all jittery, and you're all twitchy.
I feel like coffee doesn't even affect me anymore.
Oh, my God. What?
I just feel like, well, it's not.
Take
it's,
a big steaming mug tonight at 9 o'clock and tell me if it doesn't affect you.
And see if it doesn't. Oh, I'm sure
or
it will.
Try not drinking it in the morning and see how you feel.
Yeah.
No, I know.
Are you kidding?
But I feel it like it doesn't. You know how when you take, when I got weaned off it when I was pregnant and when I went back on it, it was just a marked difference from when you drink it every single day. The
oh,
difference.
Right.
I was just.
Right, right. Sure.
It doesn't give me the same zzz that I would wish.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. More stuff about cyborgs. I love cyborgs.
It takes approximately 540 peanuts to make one 12-ounce jar of peanut butter.
540 peanuts?
That's a big pile of peanuts for that one little jar. Hmm. The horse head in The Godfather wasn't fake.
I've heard this.
It was actually a dead horse's head.
They just
head.
Grabbed a dead horse's head. Well, they do, you know, they grind them up for dog food.
That's, I was avoiding the sentence. I can't believe you just said it.
That's what they listen. It's
they
a
went
harsh
to
reality.
A nearby dog food plant in New Jersey and got a head.
Can we have a horse head?
I've heard that
and
before.
And used it in the movie.
Yeah.
Well, it's a harsh reality, people. Mm. Dog, your dog eats horses.
Not anymore.
Uh huh.
No, they don't do that anymore.
Okay.
All right.
You say.
Thank you.
All right. Fine. We'll go with that.
All horses go intact to heaven.
Right.
Thank you.
They get buried. They get buried in the farmer's yard.
Right.
That's what happens to them.
Right.
Uh huh. I'm agreeing with you.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I want to think that too.
You of all people and your love of horses. You even went to horse college, for crying out loud.
They eat horses in Iceland. I refuse to do that.
Oh. Had some in Japan.
Oh, how was it?
It was raw, too.
God. Damn. Is there anything you can just say no to? Can't you ever just say, nah, I'm going to pass?
It was a delicacy. They're like, this is a special on the menu.
Is sushi mean
delicacy or just something weird that's going to freak people out when you say you did it?
No, I'm
yeah, he
curious.
Just needs to add to his list.
He just goes around trying stuff.
I'm adding to my list of trying things. Gotta try everything once.
Come Blue on, wombat, hand it over.
Yeah. I'm not trying horse. I'm just morally against that. I also wouldn't try dog or cat. It's just, you know, those are pets.
Anyway.
Cow, though. I will totally eat you, cow.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Chicken,
the movies
you're
reviews
out.
Is around the corner, and I'll read a few texts on the other side of this, but we'll begin with.
Oh. Wait, hold on.
No, it's all right. We'll just go.
How do I? No,
no,
hold on.
We want to go. Your mom sizzles.
How do I make it stop?
No, I don't even want to say anything anymore.
No, I just thought, I thought you were giving me the
go.
Out. But
let's go.
No. Oh my God.
Hit it.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.